And we're keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian, whose eye is now about 60 to 100 miles off the coast of Florida, the outer bands lashing coastal waters. But it's also continuing to snail-like crawl across the Bahamas with devastating impacts. At least 5 people have now died there. Eugene Duffy is managing editor of the Tribune, the daily national newspaper of the Bahamas. He's based in Nassau. Eugene, we're reminded that the Bahamas are actually 700 islands. It's been so difficult to reach people further out. Give us a sense of what's going on with this storm so stuck.
The thing to remember about the Bahamas is we're the length of California. Where I am in the capital, Nassau, we're about 150 miles south of where Dorian hit on Sunday. In Nassau, we're suffering 40, 50 mile an hour winds. We've been without power across most of the island here since yesterday. But this is nothing compared with what has been going on in the islands of Abaco, Grand Bahama, islands with populations totaling 75,000 people. There's no power. A lot of houses have been flooded out to the level of the upper bedroom windows. There are thousands of people literally wandering around in waist-high water, looking for shelter, looking to get to higher ground, which for a lot of these islands isn't there.
Well, this is where the 5 deaths were reported, the Abaco Islands. And, you know, you mentioned water up to the windows, water up to the attics. I mean, people are calling it the Katrina of the Bahamas. And we remember one of the most prominent things. People were forced up into their attics by water and then a horror. They couldn't get out. Now people have axes in their attics. But is that what you're fearing is happening in parts of the Bahamas?
Well, looking at this here, it reminds me more of the tsunami in Japan, where the water literally has just rolled over these islands. There were public shelters set up, hurricane centers for people to go to. Unfortunately, as you see in the States, a lot of time the government says, get out, there's a hurricane coming, and people choose to remain behind. The hunt now is to see, are there any more victims of this? I mean, there's been so little access because there's no phone lines in, all the internet services are down. At the moment, what we're getting is coming from the early stages of the relief operation, in which the US has already started to help. The 3 US Coast Guards already on the scene. They were helicoptering a number of people out yesterday. There was one community on Abaco, a population of about 2,000, all Haitian migrants. They lived pretty much to a man in wooden shacks. That community isn't there now. It's just flat wasteland. There's nothing.
Yeah. Well, we pray for them, a community that's gone, and you don't know where the 2,000 people are.
I'm not suggesting the death toll is going to be anywhere like that.
Yeah, right.
You know, people have been able to move around, but, you know, from what we're seeing, there is a deep, deep, silent fear that for 5, possibly read a lot more. I hope we're wrong. We'll see in the next 3 or 4 days as the main rescue operation gets into gear.
Terrible, terrible situation. And yet we see these glimmers, and they're coming from some of the same sources as they have in the past. The great chef Jose Andres and his team is there.
Well, he's not on the ground yet. You know, fingers crossed when his operation gets going towards the end of the week, he'll do as much for these islands as he did in Puerto Rico. A fantastic effort he did there, and we need more of the same. And, you know, there'll be various charities, websites where you can donate and try and help these unfortunate people.
Because what did the Bahamas do now? We know they were a British colony, became a Commonwealth, independent in the 70s. But isn't the main industry tourism? And it sounds as if...
Well, I've been here coming on 3 years now. And unfortunately for one of the islands, Grand Bahama, it was devastated by Hurricane Matthew about 3 years ago. And it has not recovered. Its population has mostly moved out. There's no industry there left. There's one giant shipyard which services the cruise ships from around the world, but its tourist industry died. The situation, the length and breadth of the Bahamas is through the hurricane season, you are literally playing a hurricane lottery. Grand Bahama, as we speak, it's probably 60 miles long. Half of it is underwater. downtown Freeport is under 3 feet of water. That's hospitals, schools, shops, hotels, everything is underwater.
Eugene Duffy, managing editor of the Tribune, the daily national newspaper in the Bahamas, the largest paper there, and reminding us the Bahamas, the length of California. Eugene, we thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.